Quand on approchait la rivière, on est pour...
Welcome to Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hi there, everyone. My name's Amaury. Welcome to French Pod. This is the extra show. Voulez-vous chanter avec moi?
Hi, everyone. I'm Christella. Good to see you, Amaury.
Hi, Christella.
So, what's the song we're going to see today?
So, we've got a song of an amazing French female artist called Émilie Simon.
Émilie Simon. Whoa, I can see you really like her.
I must admit, she's beautiful.
She is beautiful, but not only is she beautiful, she's also very talented. She's a writer, composer, she sings, she plays the piano, the guitar, and other instruments. And she's also very creative. Like, she uses very different instruments, and she also uses parts of instruments that are not usually used. I don't know if you've ever been to one of her concerts or if you've seen some of her live videos, but it's just really amazing. And that's not it. She also uses, wait for it, water and
what?
And plants. I'm serious.
How can you do that?
I don't know. You just have to be Emily, I guess, and her fabulous crew. And you just get fantastic music. So the kind of music is kind of electronic music, but it's very eclectic.
Yeah, there's still loads of instruments. We're not talking about just a few keyboards here. I was watching a video from her. You've got like 5-6 musicians on stage.
Yeah, and the result is just great. And also, what I like about her is the lyrics. She sings in French and English, and some lyrics of the songs are just really nice. Like the one we're going to see today, Le Vieil Amant.
So what is it? What does it mean, Le Vieil Amant?
It means the old lover.
Right. Is it a love song? What is it about today?
Well, let's listen to the first four lines and find out.
Okay.
Mon amour, j'ai pensé avec naïveté qu'un brin sel du muquet pouvait te ramener.
So it starts with, I'm going to sing it for you. No, don't make that face, Christella, please.
Okay, I'm fine, Amaury. Go ahead, sing.
Mon amour, j'ai pensé avec naïveté qu'un brin sel de muguet pouvait te ramener.
Okay, so, mon amour, if you want to tell someone, honey, my love, my sweetie pie, my pet, whatever, you can tell them mon amour. So here she says, my love, I've thought with naivety, innocently, that a spring of lily of the valley would be enough to bring you back.
We can feel some emotion already here.
Yeah, it's a really nice thought. Okay, well, let's listen to the next lines.
Alors j'ai retrouvé un ou deux vieux sonnets pour te rappeler, pour te rappeler.
So what happens then?
Then she says, alors j'ai retrouvé un ou deux vieux sonnets.
So I found one or two old sonnets.
What for? Pour te rappeler, pour te rappeler.
To call you back, to call you back.
These lyrics are really very witty because this verb, rappeler, it means to call back, but it also means to remind someone. So, like, the first time I listened to this song, I thought she meant to remind you, pour te rappeler,
right,
something. But actually, when I listened to the next four lines, I realized that she meant to call you back. So let's listen to them then.
À moi, mon amour, à travers ce beau jour de printemps, j'ai laissé près de tes pieds tomber.
So here she says, à moi, mon amour. So it's kind of the end of the sentence of the previous verse. Pour te rappeler à moi. So to bring you back, to call you back to me, my love. And then she goes, à travers ce beau jour de printemps, j'ai laissé près de tes pieds tomber.
During this lovely day of spring, I dropped by your feet.
What did you drop then?
That's what we're gonna find out just now.
Un brin seul de muguet, mais il s'est desséché, attendant ce baiser qui ne viendra jamais.
So Emily is very romantic, and she dropped un brin seul de muguet by her lover's feet. So a single spring of lily of the valley, mais il s'est desséché, but it withered, attendant ce baiser qui ne viendra jamais.
Waiting for this kiss that will never come.
Oh. It's actually sad. Very beautifully written, but actually sad. So now we know that this song is about a love that was lost. A love that just never happened for some reason.
Yeah.
Okay, let's listen to the chorus.
Le mois de mai s'est joué de moi. Cette année, j'ai laissé couler trop des mois.
Okay, so before we heard the main part, she had like sort of set the scene for the chorus. And now she goes, le mois de mai s'est joué de moi.
The month of May tricked me.
Yeah, made fun of me, mocked me. Cette année, j'ai laissé couler trop des mois.
This year, I've let too many emotions flow.
Okay, so this might sound a little strange. J'ai laissé couler trop des mois. And we just chose to translate it literally. I've left too many emotions flow. Because it's like couler, like laisser couler, to let flow. And here, the word émoi.
It's like turmoil.
Yeah, it's like strong emotion. Here she's explaining that she had a lot of feelings for this person, and that instead of trying to fight these feelings, she's just let everything flow, let all the emotion flow.
Oh, so let's listen to the end of the chorus now. So, cette fois, le mois de mai s'est moqué de moi. So she said, this time, the month of May has mocked me. As we explained before, it's like kind of similar to s'est joué de moi.
Yeah, that's right.
And so, cette année, j'ai laissé couler trop des mois.
So here you can see the same lines again. Cette année, j'ai laissé couler trop des mois. And then, cette fois, this time, this time.
So let's move on to the next part.
Okay, so what's happening?
Il est parti le temps, il n'a pas pris son temps.
So, il est parti le temps, so time's gone, time has left. And you can see here that in French, very often, we put the subject in front of a sentence and then we repeat it. So, il est parti le temps. Like you could say, where's Amaury? Il est où Amaury? And then you could also reply, il est parti Amaury. Et qu'est-ce qu'il a fait le temps? So what did the time do? Il n'a pas pris son temps. It didn't take his time. It just left. And me voilà qui t'attend comme un vieux prétendant.
And here I am, waiting like an old wooer, suitor.
Yeah, so she's still waiting. And what happens? Well, let's find out.
Me voilà qui regrette devant ces quelques miettes une vieille amourette qui n'a ni queue ni tête.
Well, what happens is that me voilà qui regrette devant ces quelques miettes une vieille amourette qui n'a ni queue ni tête. So here I am, regretting. Devant ces quelques miettes, in front of these few crumbs. So you might wonder, miette?
Crumbs?
What are you talking about? She basically means the very few things that are left of this love story.
So maybe she's just there, alone with her thoughts, you know?
Yeah, her memories.
She hasn't got much left from her ex-lover. She's really heartbroken.
So what does she regret? Une vieille amourette qui n'a ni queue ni tête. Une vieille amourette. But the thing is that an amourette is not really like a love story. A love story would be like an amour, a real love. But amourette is kind of a way to say like a little love.
Yeah, something that's not serious. Usually amourette, they don't last for long.
They don't last for long. And this time is commonly used to refer to like the kind of love stories teenagers will have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this amourette n'a ni queue ni tête. I really like this expression.
Yeah.
N'avoir ni queue ni tête. It's a way to say that it doesn't make any sense. And literally, n'avoir ni queue ni tête, it's to have neither tail nor head. So in the next part, she's going to explain again that she thought only a spring of Lily of the Valley could bring her lover back. But we're not going to listen to that part. We're going to listen to the next one and see what she did to bring her lover back.
Alors j'ai retrouvé un ou deux vieux sonnets que tu n'as jamais aimé.
So she says, alors j'ai retrouvé un ou deux vieux sonnets que tu n'as jamais aimé.
So I found one or two old sonnets that you've never liked.
That's sad, but she's still hoping. And now let's listen to the last part of the song.
Je voulais, je l'avoue, danser jour contre jour. Je l'avoue, je rêvais de te faire tournoyer.
So, je voulais, je l'avoue, danser joue contre joue.
I admit it. I wanted to dance cheek against cheek.
Je l'avoue, je rêvais de te faire tournoyer.
I admit it. I dreamt about making you pivot, making you spin. So she was daydreaming about dancing with him, making him spin, and just enjoy that whole love story.
So what else did she want? Let's listen to it just now.
Respirer cet air frais, regarder rayonner le visage d'un amour qui n'a pas vu le jour.
She also wanted to respirer cet air frais, regarder rayonner le visage d'un amour qui n'a pas vu le jour.
So she wanted to breathe that fresh air, respirer cet air frais, regarder rayonner le visage d'un amour. To watch the face of a love shine.
But the thing about this love is that un amour qui n'a pas vu le jour, ne pas voir le jour, it's a way to say that that's never been born. Okay, so in the next part, she's going to sing again about her naivety and about her thinking that a sprig of lily of the valley could bring her old love back. But we're not going to listen to that part, we're going to listen to the next part where she says... Alors j'ai retrouvé un ou deux vieux sonnets. Je sais, tu n'aimes pas les sonnets. Je sais. So she says, so I found one or two old sonnets, but I know, you don't like sonnets. I know. So she's just admitting maybe she was wrong. Maybe it wasn't the right way to pursue this guy. And she's just expressing her regrets. And in the tone of her voice, you can tell that she's actually given up.
Do you think she really realized that the guy was not for her?
Maybe the guy was for her. Maybe the guy just didn't realize she was there.
Well, no, I'm the one for her. It was not the guy.
Emile Simon, if you're listening to this song, apparently Amaury is the right guy for you. Anyway, this is it for today.
So guys, I hope you enjoyed the song. Maybe it's the first time you hear about...
Emile Simon.
Thank you. I forgot the name of my lover already. So, if you are like me, like 3 months ago, I didn't know about Emile Simon, so I would like to thank Christella, who made me discover this incredible artist, and I'm so pleased now.
And don't forget that there are other songs on the website, frenchpod.com. You can come and check them out. There are tons of other musical genres that we like to explore. So just come to our website, tell us what you think, let us know if you have any suggestions, and we'll be happy to hear from you, and maybe have one of your favorite songs on the show. This is it for today.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.